Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine solo episode, we're covering the big one, the ultimate, the final major astrological event that I think I'm going to cover for the next little while at least, which is the solar eclipse that is happening today. Today, if you're listening to this early enough, it might not even have happened yet. It might be happening right this red hot second. If you're listening to this after Monday, April 8th, then guess what? That energy is gonna be shooting around and spreading around and soaking us all in its rays for a while. So don't worry, you're still getting it. There's a lot to say about this eclipse. Some people say it's one of the biggest solar eclipses of our lifetime. We got to talk about it. We got to look into it. Hold on tight, because here it comes. Take a listen and enjoy. Hey, everybody. Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. This is a very big, very powerful episode, because if you're listening to this, it means we have made it. To Monday, April 8th, the day of the total solar eclipse. Yes, so much talk about it for a long time now. It has arrived. It is here. How are y'all feeling? How have you all felt this past week? Let's start with that. We were in the midst of a eclipse window, a sandwich, as I like to refer to it, because 2 Mondays ago is when we had the lunar eclipse. My world got rocked. Anybody else? My head has been spinning. I haven't been able to sleep well. I haven't been wanting to eat much. I am very ready for the arrival of this solar eclipse. I'm recording this on Thursday, the 4th. So I guess technically we're in the 4-4 portal. I feel like there's always some portal of some sort, but I don't know. I'll take it. I like 4-4. That's one of those numbers I see a lot, 44. I like fours. Hopefully today gives me a little strength to get through to where you all have made it to Monday the 8th. So let's talk about this solar eclipse. So we're out of that. We're not done technically with eclipse season, because there's another eclipse in October. So I guess that means that eclipse season goes all the way until October. You can correct me on that if I'm wrong. Or wait, no, that's not how it works. There are 2 eclipse seasons each year. So this one began with that lunar eclipse in Libra 2 weeks ago on March 25th. It is ending today with this solar eclipse. So yay, that's over. We still have Mercury retrograde on our hands, so just keep that in mind. The second eclipse season begins on September 17th and completes on October 2nd for a solar eclipse in Libra, which is interesting because we just had a lunar eclipse in Libra. Wow, what a year. So I'm sure you all have heard so much about this. There has been so much talk about this solar eclipse, this total solar eclipse. Why is that? The last one was in 2017, and the next one will not be until 2044, so 20 years from now. So that's a bigger difference. It's only been 7 years since the last eclipse, which, wow, that's wild to think that 2017 was 7 years ago. Okay. I was in California at the time, so I did not see it. I'm wondering how many of you actually saw the total solar eclipse. I didn't realize, I guess I'm ignorant, I guess because I've only ever seen it outside of totality. But when you're in the line of totality, which I will be in, I'm going to drive up north. I'm in upstate New York, and I guess Rochester and Buffalo, New York are going to be in the path of totality. It literally means that the sun will, that the, or sorry, that the moon will be in between the earth and the sun in such a perfect manner that it blocks out the sun. And I was reading a beautiful account of that solar eclipse back in 2017 by my dear friend, Haley Abersall, who was a guest on my show and will be a guest on my show again next month. She went to the desert among 20,000 other people for that eclipse. And she described how it starts to get dark like an hour before, and then it starts to get darker. And then even unlike nighttime, because it's not even with the moon illuminating anything, it's in, and in the middle of the day, it just moves in front of the sun and it's total darkness for a few minutes. I think it's like 30 minutes. It's for a while. And that it's just very jarring and interesting because the world around you gets quiet. The animals, the insects that would normally still be making noise in the middle of the day, it's all quiet. So it's supposedly pretty profound. I'm pretty excited for it. No matter where you are, you're going to feel the energies of it. And we're going to get into that, is what is the meaning of this eclipse? What will it do? I've been researching it, looking into it, but mostly I want to share like what I'm feeling into it, because I don't know, this is what you're hearing from me. You're going to probably listen to your own other podcasts and YouTubers about this. But I have some specific feelings around it that I'd like to share. So obviously the energy has already been intense for the 2 weeks leading up to this eclipse. What I've come to understand or see this is that the lunar eclipse really came in to put us into the shadow side, right? The lunar eclipse, the moon. The eclipse really wants to accelerate and expedite changes. It's almost like a blaster. I just visualize, like, you know, when you spray wash your car, it's like that. It's like spraying shit out that you're like, just get it out of there. Like, don't, there's no need for that. Like, just get it out. Spray washes it with the lunar eclipse. They say that the solar eclipse does the same and illuminates, but I'm just getting this feeling that for those of us who have experienced some sudden loss, some shocking changes since that lunar eclipse, and are like, what the fuck was that? What just happened? We're processing, we're going through this. I feel like this, it's actually advantageous. So those who also are going through major changes, not sitting well with this energy, having a hard time, my encouragement, my words of inspiration are that I feel like because we're going through that and we're feeling like, okay, so that's done or that's not happening, that something's going to be illuminated. And I think I spoke of this in a previous episode, but when, maybe about Mercury retrograde, but that I think something's going to be illuminated during this solar eclipse where something's going to come to light. When I pulled a card for the eclipse, I got judgment. I got the judgment card. And judgment is about taking the call. It's about a revelation and understanding of a true divine purpose, focus, taking that big call of your calling in this life, your soul's purpose. So I think something is definitely coming to light for a lot of us. And this solar eclipse to me, what I keep getting is it's more about, it's really about humanity. It's a shift for humanity. There's a turning point that's going to occur and nothing will ever be the same. And I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but we are about to enter so much change and shift, more than we can imagine. And it may be a slow build. It may be over the next couple of years, but it's coming. It is coming. And something about this eclipse, bam, it's going to spark something. It's going to initiate. It's like, I just got a picture of like dynamite where first, remember like in the old cartoons, dynamite was always like this big black ball and there was that long tail and the cartoon character would light it and it would take a while to like get to the blow up part. Isn't it weird that we have cartoons about blowing shit up? That's great. That's what we were raised on. Violence and aggression and blowing people up. My goodness. We live in a strange world. So that's what I just visualized though, because it's like something's going to spark and it's like a slow burn until, and it's, I don't see it as violent explosions, but hey, radical change can be chaotic. It can be violent at times. It can be wild. It can be crazy. And we're going to be entering more and more into those times because humanity has to redefine itself. That's what's happening at the whole. And that's what a lot of people are saying about this eclipse, which I agree with. The solar eclipse is about redefining yourself. And that's what the lunar eclipse helped with. It shed light on where you are not honoring your true highest self. And it's likely that whatever happened after that lunar eclipse, because again, the lunar is about the shadow side, was something that hit on, maybe it was an inner child wound, it was trauma, something that you thought was maybe safe, was maybe a positive thing, turned out to bam, out of nowhere, through a tower experience or a sudden shocking shift or something leaving or something coming into your life, you realized, oh my gosh, like this is still here. And what it is related to, the things that came up are related to the concept that we have about ourselves. Our beliefs about ourselves are the only thing holding us back right now. That's the biggest message I'm getting, is that all the potential is here. Everything is allowing us to come into an alignment with our full potential and our full purpose, and for us to move forward with that, except for our old held beliefs, our old held concepts that keep us going back to the same thing. And I saw a powerful message today. It's called Source Messages. It's an Instagram account. I recommend everybody signing up for that. It has beautiful channeled messages every morning. Yes, Source Messages is the name. And today's message says, the old you, this is for April 4th, by the way, but I feel like this is prevalent for the eclipse. The old you is begging for attention, but stay on track because you're so close to manifesting the vision you've held for yourself. This is no time to backtrack, no time to worry or give doubt any space. You've doubted yourself in the past and always came through. Don't get out of character now that things are shifting in necessary ways to deliver that which you've been asking for. That lunar eclipse was our old self begging for our attention. It wanted you to make the same mistakes. It wanted you to fall into the same patterns. It wanted you to indulge in the same things that you've been indulging in that are not aligned with what you say you want. I've talked about this a lot on this show. We say we want one thing. We say, I know I want a true loving relationship. But then here on the side comes in this tempting offer, this tempting energy of soothing attention and connection that's not actually deep, that's pretty surface level. And we say, okay, I'll take that. I'll indulge. And then we say, oh, damn it, I did it again. I gave in again. Nothing wrong with it. We got to learn. It takes what it takes to learn. But it's what is keeping you from that higher experience, the higher experience of love, the higher experience of abundance and success, the higher experience of reaching your true potential and expression in this world. Do not deviate and do not give in to anything less than that. I know, again, I've spoken many times about how sometimes we have to go through these loops, but there's something about this eclipse that if we are ready, if we are raring and ready and in position to let it take us into the next phase of our personal evolution, it will. And it's also going to start taking humanity as a whole, whoever so is ready. There's going to be this big movement, this big shift with this solar eclipse. But be mindful of where your old self is begging you to go back to your old comforts, to your old ways of being that you have said you don't want anymore, that you're not interested in engaging in anymore, that you want higher experiences. These things are very tempting and they can be very sly, and we have to be mindful because they can be dressed up as a good thing. And it doesn't mean that they're trying to harm us or hurt us. It's just the universe testing to see, are you going to take it again? Are you going to try to explore this, to experience this again, or are you going to say, no, I'm going to do this differently? And I'm not saying that if you do and if you falter and if you fall that you've been left behind, you're not going to make it. But it's sort of like everything's aligning for this eclipse to really be shot forward. So if you didn't get some jarring experience from the lunar eclipse, if nothing really significant happened, you might find that the solar eclipse has some kind of shocking shift or change that's then kind of being like, are you going to take this? Are you going to run with that? Are you going to keep running forward? Are you going to let this shake you to your core? Are you going to let this bring up those old beliefs? Is your old self going to be begging for you to pay attention to it and play the old games with it? Or are you going to take that judgment call, that move forward to your potential and who you can truly be? That's what I feel is happening. I just really feel strongly that this is a big moment for each and every one of us and humanity as a whole. Because we are, again, embarking on a time bigger than we could ever imagine. In this iteration of humanity, I am in the personal belief that we've had many iterations of the human species that were not the first, that have risen and fallen. We are at this pinnacle point where we, how we've been doing things is falling away. The facade is falling. The false notions, the false concepts, the false truthhoods that we've been told, everything is coming to light that we actually don't have to abide by those. We don't have to live this way anymore. We can recreate our reality, our systems, our way of being. We can redo everything. But first, there can be chaos and conflict because some people are going to want to hold on to that. That's what this solar eclipse to me is really igniting. It's already been gaining momentum, as you all know, since 2020. Our reality was shook in 2020. A lot of stuff was exposed. A lot of different concepts and ideas were put out there. And now we're 4 years later. And now we're entering not the inception point that was 2020, but the forward point, the point where we're actually moving into what this is all about. We're at 2024. By the end of this decade, there is going to be a lot about life and this experience that is unrecognizable. I just strongly feel that. And this is where it begins. And the question is, will you be a part of it? Or will you be pulled by it in terms of just sort of being frantic, being scared, not understanding? Many of us are going to be called to be way showers, to be a source of light and encouragement, reassurance, courage, bravery, standing up, being a leader and saying, we're going to be okay. Move forward. Everything is changing. And thank goodness, because guess what? The way things have been has not been great, but everything is changing now. And we have a sovereign choice to decide whether we go the path of the fearful and the doubtful or the path of the leader and the light, trusting your own wisdom and knowledge about what's going on, because only you can know that. I can't tell you that. I'm not here to tell you what is so. I'm not here to tell you that's what this is. This is what I'm getting around this time for humanity, around this solar eclipse, that's what's happening. But only you can know for yourself what you feel. And I know I tend to talk in pretty big, grandiose terms, but it could even be something as small as just having reclamation in some small part of your life, because every single little act of aligning with something higher, with a higher knowing of yourself, is a piece of the bigger whole of humanity moving forward and recognizing its full potential. It doesn't have to be like you become a messiah and preach to the world. It can just be that you choose to not take any more shit from a crappy manager you have and decide to leave. Not stay in a profession that you feel is riddled with corruption and greed. Moving into something that feels right. Not abiding by all these laws of society that we've created that make zero sense and serve so few and keep us tied in and miserable. I know not everyone has that luxury, because we also live in this world where we've decided that we have to earn a living and we all can't just live together and take care of one another. We've really created an interesting system for ourselves, and it's not very strong in terms of being able to facilitate and create a positive, harmonious experience for humanity. But that is why 2020 is happening. That's why this decade is happening. It is the change of it all, because either we keep going down the path we've gone down, and that means going down the path that other iterations of humanity have gone down, where they destroyed themselves. You can never completely destroy humanity. That's what I've come to understand. You can never completely destroy a species of being. They will always, because it just is. The size, the expanse of it may dwindle down to very few, but it will always come back. It's done this many, many times. Many of you probably have dreams and memories of being a part of past ancient civilizations where we lived in completely different realities and ways of being on the planet Earth. Now we're in this one, but we are more closed off than ever. More than ever, humanity believes that we're the only, it's our common thought, we're the first ones that have ever been here. And this is all we know is the past, 30,000 years of humans. No. Again, I'm not here to tell you what to sow, but that's what I get. I get that this is not our first rodeo. We've been around. My whole point is that we're at a big turning point, both individually as humanity. And I think that this eclipse has a lot to do with what will happen next, with what is going to be lit up with you. I mean, think about the power of this. The sun, which all it's meant to do is to shine its light, is going to be covered. And it's not the first time this has happened. Obviously, it just happened 7 years ago. It happens fairly frequently in the grand scheme of things. It's not like one of those occurrences that happens every 4,000 years. But it's a moment where there is something that is ever present and ever shining is covered. I mean, yes, the sun goes away at night when we're turned away from it. But like when it's supposed to be going full blast, it's like this pause. It's like goes against what is supposed to be. And that's what this is about. You know that I talk a lot about this is the age of the trailblazers and the rebels and the way showers. For the moon to move in front of the sun and block it out for a second is bam. It's saying, what else can we do different? What else can we create what is conceived to be impossible, make it possible? Again, the Haley who described her experience watching this solar eclipse years ago said that it was that profound. It felt like this, holy crap. Like if I can experience this moment, just imagine all the different cosmic, incredible, powerful forces and moments that happen in our reality, in our universe, in our solar system, in our galaxies. One tiny little moment is this solar eclipse. But it shows us the power that is possible and that we don't have to concede to, well, this is just how it is. No, not at all. Potential is infinite. Your potential is infinite. Let this be your moment. Whatever came through for the lunar eclipse, whatever may be already this week, Mercury retrograde is dredging up for you, making you remember, making you feel frustrated, making you feel heartbroken, making you feel lost. You are bigger than that. And those experiences are part of your beautiful emotional makeup in this lifetime that you chose, that you wanted as a soul. Embrace it and use it and step forward into this new era with this solar eclipse. That's really encouraging you to end the things that need to end, to turn the page on your healing journey and not indulge again in that old self that's asking you to come play in these unhealthy, unproductive activities, means, connections. It's time to complete those things, to be done fighting or competing with yourself, with others for what you think you're supposed to do, to just do and be the greatest you can, your own expression. No need to compete, no need to fight, no need to prove anything. And yet there is something to say that this eclipse is a portal, that moment where the sun is behind the moon perfectly. There's a channel that's open, and the question is, will you be ready to go through it, to move through it, to expand to new heights, to new expressions of yourself? And I don't know the checklist for it. I don't know if I get to go through the portal. I got knocked on my ass by the solar eclipse. I went through an unfortunate experience that brought up some old pain. All I know is to show up and to do what I can to set the intention that I am ready to move out of the past cycles and to release with love my past selves who tell me I need to worry about this or that or be preoccupied with this or that or still be hurt by someone else's actions. I don't want to be beholden by other people's actions or responses or opinions of me any longer. I want to be a part of humanity's growth and expansion and reaching its full potential. Therefore, I have to be a part of my own potential and growth. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm going to focus on while I'm driving, doing my little road trip, getting up to Rochester and seeing that eclipse, seeing that powerful moment and seeing what I feel. And all you can do is see how you feel in that moment, wherever you are in the world. Just, it's at 2:21 p.m. Eastern time. So you figure it out wherever you are on the planet. It's a singular experience. We'll all be feeling it at the same time. Take note of it. See what it means to you. Immediately after it happens, I would encourage you, again, regardless of what I said or any other voice speaking to this says, what did it feel like for you? What messages came through for you? What did you feel exalted towards? What do you feel inspired to? And again, it could be that the eclipse brings immediately a challenge for you because maybe you hadn't already gone through it. Maybe it hasn't presented and maybe now it's saying, okay, this is it. This is a big hurdle. This is something you got to do. You got to get through this in a new way. And that's sort of your initiation through this portal, through this new time. It's almost ritualistic, something about this portal. It's a ritual, a rite of passage. It's very big. It's very beautiful. But there's no way to lose. There's no wrong way to do this. There's no one that will be left behind. No one's ever left behind. Remember that. It's just a matter of where you will go from here and where you want to go. So set your intentions and explore. Soften yourself a bit. Soften yourself and consider, am I ready for a new way to identify with myself? Am I ready to think of myself in a new way? That's what the lunar eclipse did for me. It made me realize I still sometimes feel so small and undeserving of other people's love and acceptance and appreciation. Sometimes I still don't believe that I deserve a place to be heard and to be regarded highly. Still got that going on. And to me, that's what this portal is saying. Am I ready to identify myself as someone who is strong and is powerful and is all deserving of love, of regard, of appreciation, of a place in this world just as much as anybody else? No more, no less, but just me, just as I am. Can I see myself as brilliant and deserving always? No comparison, no competing. I think that's also a big part of this eclipse is your power. Let everything else fall away. Look directly into that eclipse if you can see it, if you have your glasses on, and see what is it for you? What is it for you, not anybody else? Explore that, feel into that, know your power, know your worth. Are you ready to soften to your harsh ideas about what you have to be good enough and powerful enough, and just realize that if you can change how you identify with yourself, if you can change the terms and just see that all you need to do is be you and that's enough, then your power is infinite because there's nothing holding you back. All right, everybody. I wish you all the best. I hope that this eclipse is a positive experience for you. If it's not, that's all right. We're still going through it. It's still going to, the energy is going to be lingering. Again, not everybody comes out of this eclipse unscathed, right? For some, it's going to illuminate new things. For some, it's going to still be putting them through it. We're all in this together more than ever. And I promise you, you're going to keep seeing more themes like that, where we're all going to be going through collective struggles, awakenings, revelations, reveals in society and the world within ourselves. We just need to stick together. We just need to work together. So stick with those that you love, who understand you. Listen to the sources that you feel connected to. Listen to yourself above all, because you are your own greatest source of wisdom. You are remarkable. You are incredible. My respect to you, my dear listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, goodness. I was getting so worked up about this eclipse that I almost forgot to pull a card, because this is our Divine Feminine episode and I always pull a card for you lovelies. So I have my Moonology deck out again, because this is a new moon after all. People forget that, but this is falling on the new moon in Aries. Woo! What a wild freaking time. Okay, so let's see very quickly what card wants to come out for my lovely listeners for this eclipse. Let's see what it is. Aw, thank you. A personal issue reaches resolution. This is for full moon in Cancer, this card, but really, it's for us. Yay! Yay! Thank you, fucking solar eclipse. Thank you for blasting out all the shit that lunar eclipse brought up. Sorry, I'm kind of having trouble. As you all can notice, I had trouble with that lunar eclipse. So I'm kind of like, please help me reach a resolution. Just as I said, we're saying goodbye to our old selves, our old identities. That personal issue is reaching a resolution. Something that you have been struggling with, something that has been an issue, a barrier to you for so long, is reaching a resolution. As you move through this portal of this total solar eclipse, you're moving into a new time where that issue is resolved and there's new peace and a new experience in your life. So get ready and enjoy. Maybe go listen to that lovely 80s song, Total Eclipse of the Sun, because why not? It might inspire you and get you excited. All right, everybody. I love you. I hope this was helpful. Take good care. Bye. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.